Yud Ches Tammuz, Shivas B'Tammuz Nidcha, Sunday the 1st of July, Rabbi Yossi David, Shivas B'Tammuz. This week's Torah has been sponsored by Refuah Shleima of Rav Shalom Svi ben Nechama Metal, Neyoye, Shiyiska Refuah Shleima, B'Kavav B'Soch Shar Choli Yisrael, Amen.
Just to end off on what you were touching before, Kliyakos says at the end of Parshas Vayigash, says Vayeshev Yisrael beretz Mitzrayim beretz Goshen veachazu ba vayifu vayirbu meod. So the Kliyakos says, what's the pasuk now adding on? We know they were sitting in Eretz Goshen, we know they were Mitzrayim. So why is it the pasuk emphasizes this? Vayeshev Yisrael beretz Mitzrayim beretz Goshen veachazu ba. Vayifu vayirbu, says the Kli Yakar, bignutan shel Israel. They only went down to Mitzrayim because there was a famine. And they got carried away a little bit. It says in the Pasuk, vayachazuba, their stronghold. Started investing in properties, they started investing in comfort, forgetting that they only came for a different reason. They should have been making their way back already. But they thought this is the homeland. However comfortable we may have in Golus, however good we may have it, we met Malchus and Chesed, but we have to remember, ultimately we're waiting to go to Eretz Yisrael. We're still missing the Beis HaMikdash. It's unfortunate today you go to Eretz Yisrael, you go to Yerushalayim, you get a very good feeling. Beautiful buildings, very nice. Yeah. You don't even think that the Beis HaMikdash is missing. I mean, more beautiful Yerushalayim, I don't think it's ever been, probably, I don't know, history or not. To feel Golus is very, very hard there. They say that Rabbi Duna, Zirav, from Dayan Duna's father, Yosef Duna, when he used to go to Eretz Yisrael, he never slept overnight in Yerushalayim. He used to go to his mishpocha, Bnei Brak, elsewhere, not to sleep in Yerushalayim. Why? Because Yerushalayim is looking too good. I might get that sense that this is what we waited 2,000 years for. We waited in Golus for, such a beer. It is very nice, very beautiful. I don't want to get that feeling. Unfortunately, today people go and visit the Kaisel as a day out. Go on outing. We got this minig of even taking the Chosel and Kala to take pictures in the background of the Kaisel. Yeah, I think we mentioned in the past. So when was the last time Chachmona Litzan, someone's grandparents' house was burned down? Got burned down. Can you imagine your grandchildren going and taking pictures in the background of the burned down house of the grandparents? You wouldn't think of doing such a thing. But today you have to take a picture. Unfortunately, everything today works. I've been there. And really, when we go to the Kaisel, when we go there, we have to realize this is just a ruin. This is something left of something beautiful. Something which we've been waiting for. This is not what we waited for, a broken piece of wall. We are waiting for the Beis HaMikdash. We mustn't get that sense, that feeling that Iganu la Menucha ve la Nachala, we've reached finally to what we waited for so many. It's not. Far from it. In fact, it tells some people it's going to be a Beis HaMikdash. You're going to see Shepselach. You're going to see sheep running around in Yerushalayim for Korbonos. People won't like that very much. Maybe take it to Be'er Sheva, somewhere else. Yeah, don't. Yerushalayim is looking too good. So we have to make sure we get that feeling and be makpid on what Chazal say about Kriya. Kol mine kunzim, people today go and make makne the shirts, take away this. Be not to make Kriya. Why? Because what? 10 pounds is very too much for the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah? It's too painful. We don't realize. We go ahead of Shabbos, after Chatzos, we have to do Kriya, just to avoid doing Kriya. It's an opportunity. You're going there, you want to show a bit of tzar. Maybe if you'll damage your garments, maybe you'll get a feeling of something missing. Maybe. So we have to make sure what Chazal fixed for us, as Zechel HaChulban, we are makpid in it. Chaim Falaji writes in the Sefer, about Zechel HaChulban, Ibn Amman Amma, Chaim Falaji says he's seen houses, Achmon and son didn't do it properly. He says, Achmon and son, those houses didn't have a long kiyum. Didn't last too long. The houses which were makpid, to make a Zechel HaChulban, it's also unfortunate, we lost it long, we want to go to Eretz Yisrael, we want to leave it. We have to make sure we don't overlook all what Chazal have been koyver for Zechel HaChulban. The Yavit says, In his Siddur Beis Yaakov, it says in the Dine Tisha B'Av, it says there in the introduction, he writes, "V'kan makom sheraui le'archiv ba'adibur," says the Yavetz. "Il maleh lo haya el avon ze b'yadenu." Had we not had only the Seveira in our hands, "She'en mitablim al Yerushalayim karaui," people are not mistabel on Yerushalayim the way it's supposed to be. Karaui. Not just because we are forced into the deal, into the shul, on Shachris, on Kinnas, and Tisha B'Av. Every day. "Dai le'arich galutenu," that's enough of a reason why our galus is so extended. "V'hi be'inai asiba hakrova," the closest reason which is exposed, which is revealed to us, and which is strong, "l'chol ha'shmadot ha'muflagot ha'gdolot v'anoraot ha'mavilot." All the bad things which are happening for the Yiddish people is because we're not mourning enough for the Beis HaMikdash. The Yavetz writes that in his Siddur. So I thought to start with this introduction to get the understanding about what Shiva Osa B'Tammuz is. We're going to try and leave a few minutes at the end to try and understand the reason why Nivke'u HaChomot, the walls of Yerushalayim, fell down. Why is it that we fast? We should be really fasting. Tisha B'Av should be sufficient. I mean, what happened? Nivke'u HaChomot, what happened? What happened? No. Did it say how many people died? Doesn't say. So what are we fasting for? So the walls broke. Or nothing happened in Tisha B'Av. I'll tell you a story of Yaakov Galinsky. Maybe I'll leave it for the end. Let's first discuss Shiva Osa B'Tammuz. Yeah? Shiva Osa B'Tammuz. You read the Rambam and you seem to get the feeling that if people don't learn the Rambam properly, they pass through Shiva Osa B'Tammuz purposeless. No reason. Says the Rambam, "Yesh sham yamim shekol Yisrael mitanim bahem." There are days which everybody fasts, no exceptions. So I'm talking about the Hamisha people, yeah? I'm not talking about people who are nitche and start talking about nitche. Says Beis Mikdash was also nitche from us. So what, you don't want to fast for it? "Mipnei atzarot sheiru bahem." So what's the reason why we fast in Shiva Osa B'Tammuz? Because of those tragedies which took place in history. "Kedei le'orer halevavot," to awaken the hearts. "Liftach darkei hatshuva v'yeh zezicho lemaaseh." That means, according to the Rambam, if you pass the Shiva Osa B'Tammuz, you didn't do tshuva like Yom Kippur, you're in trouble. You wasted your time. Never. You fasted, you suffered for nothing. Says the Rambam, "Liftach darkei hatshuva v'yeh zezicho lemaasehnu הראים ומעשה אבותינו שהיה כמעשינו עתה. עד שגרם להם ולנו אותן הצרות שבזכון דבורים אלו נשוב להטיב שנאמר והתוותו את עוונם ואת עוון אבותם." So according to the Rambam, seems to be there's a whole chakira. What's the purpose of Shiva Osa B'Tammuz? Asara B'Tavis. Why are we fasting? It's on Gedalia. According to the Rambam, it seems to be that the purpose of the fast is for tshuva. If we go past Shiva Osa B'Tammuz, we don't do tshuva, according to the Rambam, that wasn't the tachlis of the fast. It's a machlokes yishoyim, I'm going to soon show you. I think they ran in the Ritva. There's a question whether the fasts are just to commemorate tragedies which happened in the past. Pashut Evel, like Rachmona Litzlan, someone loses the Kol Mishpacha, has to tshuva, has to go through Avelus. The fast, the tzoymas, all for Avelus. We'll soon go into it. So based on this Rambam, it seems to be that the reason is because of tshuva. The Chasam Sofer and Simon Reshut Ketan Arachayim says, "Gila lanu ma shelo hayinu ma'alim al da'ateinu shayinu choshvim shatanisim alalu einem al derech ha'tshuva ela al derech ha'evel." This Rambam was mechadesh a great chidush as the Chasam Sofer. I think most of us wouldn't have said it just like that. You don't keep us for tshuva. The other fasts for tshuva as well. Says the Chasam Sofer, the Rambam was megalit to us, a chidush, that we wouldn't occur to us, that the fasts are not al derech ha'evel v'atzal. It's not just to suffer, to go through some pain, or to remember something which happened many years ago. El al derech ha'tshuva, yom she'rabo, k'mo she'asim, v'chem mashma k'tzat be'kama de Megillah. A question would be asked, why is it when it falls on Shabbos, we push it off? Tshuva, we should be bringing forward. Simple question, no? It says, "Puranut me'achrim," the Gemara says. Why? Kunz the Rambam is tshuva. Tshuva, you delay it by a day? Do it a day earlier. Good question, huh? Not just for tshuva. It's just to commemorate the day. But the main purpose is tshuva, no? Kedei. Okay, let's see. There's another Rambam, which we need to understand. First of all, the Rambam seems to be a bit tricky because the Rambam writes, "Pnei hatzarot she'iru bahem." Seems to be that the reason is pnei hatzarot. But he writes, "Kedei le'orer et ha'levavot." But the purpose is to be me'orer et ha'levavot. So I'll take you to another Rambam in the Ches Tefillah, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Ches. We know what we read. What's the reading today in the Sefer Torah? Ve'chal Moshe. No, you also read Ve'chal Moshe. Ve'chal Moshe. Yeah? Says the Rambam, ובשאר התעניות שאנו מתענים על מה שאירה לאבותינו, again, מה שאירה לאבותינו, what happened? קוראים בשחריס ומנחה, what do we read? ויחל מוישה אבו הפסוקי וקורא השני והשלישי, and he goes on. Then the Rambam says, ובתעניות שגוזרים אותם בציבור מפני הצור, יוסיף חכמון על יצלן, the Gemara in Tani says, if there's a drought or there's times of difficulty among some Israel, they established to fast certain taniyot, says the Rambam, then we don't read Vayechal Moshe. What do we read, says the Rambam? Korim brachot uklalot, and Parshas Bechukosai talks about the klalot, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if we don't keep the Torah, so it says in the Rambam, that's what you read on other taniyot, which are for Tzoros, says the Rambam, kedei sheyashuvu ha'am, the reason why I read the klolos is for people to do tshuva. If that's the case, why don't we read Parshas Bechukosai today? If the Rambam says kedel oyer l'tshuva, we should be reading the Parshas Bechukosai today. We should be reading that as a Kriyas HaTorah. The truth is, in the Mishnah in Tainis, in Megillah, is mashma that you read in all Tainisim, you read Parshas Bechukosai. All Tanaisim. This is one of the strange things. You know, there's a book called Masechet Sofim at the end of Masechet Avodah Zarah. I think we mentioned it once. The Nachlas Yaakov, who writes an introduction to his Perush there on Masechet Sofim, is very upset. He says, no one has written a proper Perush on Masechet Sofim, Masechet Smochus. These are such important Masechet. Tosfos says, sometimes we pass in Aloha like Masechet, like the small Masechetas, and not like the Talmud Bavli. So why no one wrote the Perush? Apparently, Masechet Sofim is the Mekoyer why we read today by Echal Moshe. It's not in the Mishnah in Megillah. It's in Masechet Sofim. And Tosfos brings a proof from that, that sometimes we follow Masechet Sofim. There's a few other examples where we follow Masechet Sofim, and we don't, for instance, there's a whole Nidin in Tosfos, Lo Aleichem, how you bury Maisim, I don't know what the meaning is, by Yuchem HaKadish, Baruchem HaKadish, when you bury a Mace, you pass the Tzitzis. Yeah, before you put it in. That's what we do. Yeah? God, strange minhagim, they put in the hand of the mess, they put the, like the tefillin, a kshira with the tzitzis. Or you pass on the tzitzis. Even though according to the Talmud Bavli, seems to be, there is an Indian to bury with the proper kosher tzitzis. Huh? Yeah? So the Masechet Smachot, which is after Masechet Sofim, says there, not to bury with the tzitzis because lo yiglarash. So there's lo yiglarash for sale. So there's a dispute between the Talmud Bavli and the Masechet Sofim again. And we pass and says Tosfos Halacha, the minhag is we pass the tzitzis. Another example is for his father. We say Hallel on Pesach night. Where's the Mekoy to say Hallel on Pesach night in the shul? Huh? I don't know. Some of you do. Nosach Sfarad. Okay, it's also a source of Masechet Sofim. It's not brought down in Talmud Bavli. No, never we say Hallel at night. There's a few. So Masechet Sofim actually brings the source of Eichal Moshe. Tosfos in Pesach Yaakov Dalet. So, there's a few examples where we follow Masechet Sofim. So Masechet Sofim says Eichal Moshe. But the question is, if we want to do tshuva, we should be reading the Klolos in Bechukosah. So why is it? The Rambam, one place tells us like that, one place he tells us that it seems to be the Ha'otaneis or not the Ribitshuva. We read Vayechal Moshe. I had another Rambam, but maybe after we'll explain it, maybe give us an understanding, the Mahalach and the whole Sugya here. The Rambam writes, and it's a source of the Gemara in Tainis, Dafid Beis Umud Beis, the Rambam says, Bechol Yom, what do you think they did in the Tainis Tzivu? Huh? Wow. I wouldn't like to experience that. I remember that someone came into Beis Midrash here and handed once long time ago, about 10 years ago. He came with a machine which he measures people's aura. You heard of such a thing? He can sit and measure the aura around you. The more schmutz you are, the more of a reddish color you have, the more spiritual you are, the more of a blue. I run away quickly to the other end. Don't measure me. Please don't measure me. What do Beis Din do in the day of a tinnis? There is, this is an oil. Not kotnos oil, it became oil. Yeah, we're trying to rectify that with the mitzvahs. We change it from oil, from skin to oil, to light. And there is a certain light. It's not. I never knew someone came. But this professor can't claim it. He's got a machine for it. Okay, very good. No, he was put down for Beis Din Shalmala. So he said, the Rambam says, what do you think they did on a tiny day when they were going to a tiny tzibu? Doesn't say by the regular four tainis, only by a tiny tzibu. Beis Din used to sit. Says the Rambam, "Bechol yom tainis shegoizim al tzibu mipnei atzarot bedin vazekeinim yoishvim bebet haKnesset ubotkim al maseh anshei ha'ir me'achal tefilat shachrit al chatzot ha'ir." What do Beis Din do? They sit down. All the dayonim sit down. The zakenim sit down, and people pass like in a queue, not to say Shalom Aleichem, not to wish. Every person that will check him, what's your business? How have you been behaving? Have you done like that? Have you done like this? ומסירים המכשול, ומזירים את דוישים וחוקרים על בעלי חמאס ועבירות מפרישים ובעלי זרוי ומשפילים אויסן. They go and check you ins and out, check your tzitzis, check what your mitzvot. Bedek bite, what they call it in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, yeah? They make a search into every person. That's what they used to have. They didn't say that he did it in regular tainis. Only in a tainis tzibu, which goes in the tzibu. To understand why the Rambam says that, really should be learned today as well. Based in all about the din, you should be sitting today and going through the heavy kehillah to try and find out how people are going wrong, how straight down business, how honest they are. Are they causing trouble to each other? We should be doing that. Why not doing a tiny tzibur? Why Rambam says only that? The Gemara says you only do it on the tiny which will go. Is there? So that there's a difference between tiny tzibur, the four tanais, to a tiny which a tzibur goes. The tanais which a tzibur which we nigza came about through terrible, terrible tragedies. But it's quite clear in the Gemara what's the reason why we had Churban HaBayis. Even though you read the Gemara in Shabbos that Kufi Tesson with Beis, there's someone who's wrote, compiled the whole Sefer, and the Tosfos Satir, I don't know if you know, a whole thing of why was Yerushalayim destroyed? There's a Gemara in Shabbos which says, Lo chava Yerushalayim ele mipnei shebitlu batinok eshev eson, Lo chava Yerushalayim ele mipnei shelo yechichu ze etze, Lo chava Yerushalayim mipnei shelo chilu leshabos, Lo yechala yeshebizu tamid hachomim, Lo yechala yechala Yerushalayim. There's a whole list. We're quite clear what went wrong there. Chazal, through history, have gone into it properly and have explained to us exactly what was wrong before Churban HaBayis. What brought about Churban HaBayis? It's quite clear. All you have to do is learn a little bit of the sugyas. Go into this in depth and see. We haven't changed much. We don't need to look at the klalos and the chukoisai for that. It's quite clear. So we take Parshas Egel. We go through Vayichal Moshe. Yudgimal Midas. But in a regular, on a fast which Chazal or Koivea, for tragedies which are happening, sorrows which are happening now, and we want to stop them happening, we're not clear what we've done wrong. We're not Nevi'im. So for that, you take the Sefer Torah and you read Bechukoisai. You have to read the Parsha of the Klolis, you have to see and start. And that's why Beis Din only sit then and start saying, because it's quite clear, Beis Din not to sit and Shiva also the Talmud and tell where we're going wrong. It's that the Beis HaMikdash is not being rebuilt. It's purely because of the reasons it has destroyed. You're just prolonging the situation. It's quite clear. Beis Din have to tell you that. Do some homework yourself. Whereas on the other Tanaisim, we need to find out what's going wrong. We don't know. We have no Nevi'im. So that's why the Metakin to read. So that's why the Rambam, where he says, Kedeloire, really both Tanaisim have to do tshuva. Both Tanaisim to do tshuva. The Rambam means today there you have to read Bechukoisa also in order to be Moire tshuva, whereas by the Shiva of Tammuz, we know already what's the reason why Churban HaBayis took place. There's a Bahag in Siman Taf Kuf Pei. The Bahag brings something very interesting. He brings a whole list of dates where we fast. Says the Rambam, Kosav Bahag, it's put in the two Bala of Gdolos. In Siman Taf Kuf Pei, Shemitanim Bahem Minatoira. There are days which we fast Minatoira. This Yosef asks, what's Minatoira? מה פתאום מן התורה? אז הוא עושה זה ביס יוסף, no, שיש להיזהר בהם כמו של תורה. We have to be particular like Yom Kippur. And he goes through a list, אחד בניסן, עשרה בניסן, 26th of Nisan, פטיר of Moshe, פטיר of Aaron, פטיר of Yeshua, פטיר of Miriam, and he goes through the whole list. The Bach says, מן התורה, the bag wasn't playing with words here. These parts are mina Torah as well. Why? The kevan she mitzvah sase mina Torah lizok ulearia al kol tzara shelo tavo al hatzibur. There's the mitzvah. The Rambam brings in Ilchostanis Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph that there's a mitzvah to cry out whenever we're in trouble, whenever we're in sorrow. Says the Chidush Godel, says the Bach. The Bach says, ולהתענות בימים שיהיה בהם הגזרה וצרה, אף על פי שעברה הצרה. Even if the tragedy is past many years ago, שגם דבר זה מדר, כי התשובה הוא שידעו הכל שבגלל מעשה הם הרעים הולו להם. And he brings the posture. According to the Bach, what we fast today is probably the Oraisa. What we are fasting today, even for something which has happened many years ago, that's part of the Zeoker, for the Chiyuv of thinking the Zeoker and doubling to Hashem at the times of trouble. That's part of the chiv. I couldn't say it might be this is source d'oraisa. Now you should know that the Ran in Maseches Tainis he brings that the reason why we fast on Shiva also. But Tam Ha'ol Ta'anaisim he writes clearly is mishum evel. Ve'lo lezaka u'tfila. Lo lezaka u'tfila, the Ran says. Big chiddush, I can read it out to you. The Ran is in Maseches Tainis in Daf Perif, is Daf Zayin. Yeah? He writes as follows. She'arba atzomot לאבל הם, ולא לתפילה ולזעקה. Big Chiddush. The Ritva also writes like that, same notion of Yud and Tainis, Yud Amud Beis. He writes that the reason why we fast in Shiva also with Tammuz is Evel. Evel, like an oval sits down to mourn something which is lost, Evel. So this we can explain, we can imagine their opinion and say, you know what, Evel is between Evel, and Evel is Gzeira l'nesh mishtakeach mila lev yud beis chodesh. We are fasting for Chuban Abayis. How many years and years and years? Yeah. So it must be this a kind, different kind of avelus. It must be it's the avelus brings about the Beis Hamikdash to be rebuilt. That's a tactic we use. Kodesh Baruch Hu says you need risha. You need to request the Beis Hamikdash to be built. How do you request? You have to feel it's missing. By you doing avelus, that's the tshuva which you're supposed to. The Chalir doesn't say it's not tefillah lezoka. It doesn't mean it's not for tshuva. It means we're through the Avelus, we rebuild, we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're missing something, we are sad about something, we want it back, and that's how we rebuild it, and that's what we get it back. Just a quick little understanding. Hufke Ha'ir. So Yaakov Galinsky asks a question I can't understand. What happened? He says he was asked this question by Rachmana Litzlan, by a Holocaust survivor. He went collecting money from Yaakov Galinsky. He went collecting money in Belgium, and he knocked on a Gvir's door. Always used to support. He must have knocked on the wrong date. The guy opens the door and he tells him, look, today and tomorrow, please, I can't help you. Come back to me in 3 days' time. 2 days' time. Yaakov Galinsky stops, so what happened? My homie of mine, he says, I can tell you. The tragedy happens. He said, why 2 days? So he said, let me tell you. I went through 50 years ago in Germany. My parents were very wealthy. One day, the Germans burst into the house. The guns took the whole family, put them to the corner, stole all the gold and silver. After they finished looting the house, taking everything, putting the lorries, they ordered the family. He was very small then. He went and ran around their cupboard. He wasn't noticed. They went and took the whole family out. And he looks through the window, he peeps through the window, and he sees the killing, his whole mishpacha has been killed in front of him. He was shocked. What can he do? All of a sudden he sees the German soldier coming back. Coming back. He quickly runs under the cupboard. He says, why is he coming? He probably noticed there's a child left. He's coming to fetch me now. He went and hid. Next thing he hears is, he's pouring some liquid in the house. Next thing, the house is on fire. He says, if I come out, he'll kill me. If I stay, I'll die. What's it? He went out, he ran out. He wasn't noticed. He survived the Holocaust. He says, ever since these days are very tragic, sad days for him. He commemorates it. He doesn't want to know. He's in depression. So Yaakov Galinsky says, why 2 days? So he says, the Germans came in before Shkia, and they killed my family after Nacht. So therefore it's 2 days. And therefore, why do you fast in Shivas of Tammuz? He asked of Yaakov Galinsky. Why do you fast in Shivas of Tammuz? What happened? All of the broken through there. They didn't kill anyone then. So why are you fasting? So Yaakov Galinsky said, I'll explain to you why we fast. The analogy is not, I'll explain to you why we fast. He brought him a story in Poland. I'll be very quick. In Poland, there was a poor man. He decided he needs to renovate his house. He needs to renovate it. Everybody's renovating. I also want to renovate. I also want to feel like Gvir. So he went to the wood shop to find out how much it cost him to change all the woods and make a stronger house, a nicer house. So the guy told him 30 rubles. He told him, 30 rubles? Barely I can scratch with all my belongings, 10 rubles. So the guy tells him, for 10 rubles, you know, I've got a skip there, right to the corner, with a lot of wood, but the wood has got worms. Yeah, mutla. Just clean the worms, you'll have it good. You've got the woods, good woods. So he said, fine, how much is that? 10 rubles. 10 rubles, he went and took all the guys, sold it. Yeah, 10 rubles, he gave him to him, he took the woods, and he started construction. The whole house he renovated. So it was summertime you do building work, yeah, in European countries. You don't wait for winter. Yeah? So comes winter, he wants to make sure everything is good. The rain starts, Baruch Hashem, no leaks. As soon as he sees no leaks, he calls his neighbors, let's make him a sibir, let's make a party. Says Rav Yaakov Galinsky. Comes further winter, colder winter, starts snowing. All of a sudden, the woods, he says, are making music. Yeah, the wife is telling him there's some noises in the woods. Crack, crack, scratches here, crack. So he listens, hears a bit slight noise. He says, don't worry, it's not so bad. Then it's getting more serious. So he goes and calls his, yeah, the neighbor was a bit of a, understood about engineering. He brings him in, and they're going from corner to corner. Every squeak they go, and then they run to the other corner to hear a squeak. He tells him, look, listen, the amount of snow you have on your roof is so much that your roof is going to collapse. Everything's going to collapse, the whole house. You need to put supports. If you put supports to the woods, then you can save the house. So he asked him, how much will the supports cost? He said, I got 10 rubles. He says, you're joking, 10 rubles, the whole house cost me 10 rubles. I want 10 rubles now. He goes back to his wife, everything is fine, don't worry about it, it's just music. The woods are bored. One night, the wife wakes up, and she hears too much music. It's really working together, all the music. She wakes him up, what's going on? It's making so much noise. So he's going, he's frightened. She says, Yankel, go and clear the roof off, take the snow off. She says, you must be crazy, it's going to snow tomorrow double as much. I'm going to take down the roof, it's going to help. His wife pressurized him, he goes out of the house. As he walks out of the house collapses on his wife and 2 children. One son, he lost his family. Says that he, every day, he didn't sit only at the yard side of his wife. At the day where the wood started squeaking, he also made it a sad day. Says Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, Shiva also Tammuz was the squeaking. Because Shiva who made some squeaks. Nivkeu achomot. Nothing happened then. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing you there's something about to happen. If you don't rectify your way, if you don't do something about it, something will happen. Mm-hmm. So we fast on Shiva also v'tamuz because we know that this was the cause. If we would have done something about it then nothing would have happened on Tisha B'Av. We hear lots of squeaks. Even in our generation, we hear squeaks here, squeaks there. We have to pull our socks up. We have to do things quickly. Make sure we don't ignore the squeaks. If we don't ignore the squeaks, the Be'ez Hashem, nothing will collapse. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us koyach. I know it's a fast day today. But it's fast day because you're not busy thinking what we're going to eat next. Yeah, Hashem, no worries, no coffee, nothing. Just sit down. Give us time to get back to ourselves. To be more b'tshuva. To understand. Thank you.